Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Always successful, and it's great the last Sunday of the NFL to be able to catch up with our friend Russell Baxter. You love him on Twitter at BaxFootballGuru. You love ProFootballGuru.com, and he joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. It's the last show of 2018, Russell, so let's get down to business. How are you, brother?
I'm okay. My head hurts a little after that music because I was banging my head on the desk.
You were doing a little head banging yourself, right?
Absolutely. And I can safely say by about midnight tonight, I'll finally have all the playoff things figured out.
It will all be figured out by then. I want to ask you this. If you're the Chicago Bears today,
right,
you get to choose your opponent for next week. Because
right.
If you beat Minnesota, you potentially are letting the Philadelphia Eagles come, the Super Bowl champs come, to play you in your building. If you lose today, you're picking the Minnesota Vikings. What would you do?
I would play hard, because this is a team that hasn't been in the playoffs in 8 years, and I would keep my edge. And I think that's the one thing with the Bears right now is teams that kind of clinch early sometimes, John, and take the strategy of kind of laying low for a couple of weeks, a lot of times it doesn't pay off. And same thing with trying to pick your opponent, for lack of a better word. Playing your best football is essential. And that's why you've seen in recent years, you really have, listen, we've seen our share of number one seeds, don't get me wrong, okay? But, you know, in the last 20 years, we've seen number six seeds win Super Bowls, and we've seen wild cards get in there, so on. It's how you're playing at the time, but especially for a team like the Bears who don't have a lot of playoff experience.
Now, the last 5 years, though, we've seen 9 out of 10 Super Bowl mm-hmm. teams be number one seeds. Do you
right.
believe that is a blip on the radar, or do you believe that there is something to that trend that is making that happen?
I think, you know, obviously a big part of that is the New England Patriots, okay? But I don't think it's a blip on the radar. I think it's, and I also want to say circumstances. I think it's just the way coaches and the organization handle their teams down the stretch. You know, I go back to those days with, you know, Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy and, Bill Polian to a degree where, you know, they 13-0 and big starts. And I always found it ironic, John, that the year Peyton Manning and the Colts finally won the Super Bowl, they had to play an extra playoff game.
Let's play Let's Make John Look Dumb, because it's always one of my – you're always good at it, and it's one of my favorite games. I'm ready in Sharpie, in my black fine point Sharpies, my favorite things I like to write with. I am writing down right now that the Saints are coming to Atlanta for Super Bowl 53. I don't see anyone beating them in that situation where they have to win two games at home. I don't see anyone beating them. Who is going to make John potentially look dumb? Who's the team?
I think it's, I would get out the blue Sharpie.
Okay, use blue.
For the Seattle Seahawks.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Tell us why.
Well, because, and first off, I agree with you with the Saints. The balance that they have developed, and then not just last year, but this year as well. And the fact that, I found it interesting in the span of 7 days, John, that the Saints could win a 12-9 game and a 31-28 game.
Yep.
Their defense has gotten its act together. I know what the Steelers did last week. But I look at Seattle, who got off to that rough start, top running game in the league. And it would be top running game against the number one run defense. Experienced head coach, playoff savvy quarterback. This will be, what, 6 times in 7 years the Seahawks will be there? Does Dallas scare you? Does Chicago scare you? Does anybody like the way the Rams are playing right now? Minnesota's been up and down. I just wouldn't be shocked. we saw a Seattle New Orleans playoff matchup.
Russell Baxter with us, John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio. So the Chiefs, a very winnable game today at Arrowhead. And if they win it, then Andy Reid's sitting there with that two home victories, get a chance to come to Atlanta for the Super Bowl scenario in his way. I am not putting the Chiefs in yet. I'm not going to do that in the Sharpie if they're the number one seed. But who's the team that's most dangerous? I have one in mind, and I want to know the most likely team to knock them off at Arrowhead. And I'm going to tell you, I don't believe it's the Patriots.
I don't believe it's the Patriots either. And I'm not sure I would put the Chiefs in red pencil.
Okay.
Especially playing at Arrowhead. Anybody remember the last time they won a home playoff game?
Well, Marty Schottenheimer won't be coming back for it, but even Danny Reid has had trouble winning those games too. I mean, seriously, it's not.
But let's be honest here, and I don't want to slam one of the best coaches in the league and stuff, but even in Philadelphia, Andy Reid had problems winning home playoff games.
Okay? Yes. I attended many of them. Yes.
Yes, and just playoff games in general. I mean, we've seen in the last 4 or 5 years two of the biggest leads in NFL postseason history blown by an Andy Reid coach team, one in Indianapolis and then last year at Tennessee. I'm going to go with the team that I picked to get to the Super Bowl from the AFC, and that's the Chargers, who have basically, and I'm stealing this from a friend, who basically have played on the road all year and have a better
record.
They have a better road record this year than they do a home record, and their home, you know, their home isn't much in terms of attendance, in terms of intimidating people. They've lost three games at home this year. But the a team that can win at Seattle, at Pittsburgh, and at Kansas City, that's pretty impressive to me.
How big of a disappointment would a 9-7 Philadelphia Eagles team be that doesn't even get back to the playoffs?
Well, I mean, in this day and age, obviously not highly unusual. Although, again, the last couple of years, the Super Bowl teams have done a better. Remember, we had that streak there for a while that either one or neither Super Bowl team would get to the playoffs.
It was a strange streak, yes.
You've already lost more than twice as many games as you did all of last season, okay? There's a lot of questions out there about Carson Wentz. Did they rush him back? Not having a running game. John, when you go from third in the league in rushing to 28th, and who knows, maybe the biggest loss for this team all along was Frank Reich. Look what Frank Reich's doing in Indianapolis. The core of their team right now and their revival has been based on the play of their redone offensive line. I always contend last year that the Eagles won that Super Bowl because of their play in the trenches last year.
Which was fantastic. I mean, it really was, and that's where they won it on the lines of scrimmage.
Howie Roseman, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Howie Roseman built a deep offensive line. He had the rotation going with Jim Schwartz on the defensive line. They were able to when you think about what the Eagles did last year and lost the middle of their football team in the sense that they won the Super Bowl without their left tackle,
sure,
their middle linebacker, and their quarterback, it shows you what a team effort truly was.
Do you believe that Nick Foles will get a 3-4 year contract as a starter somewhere next year?
I don't know if a 3 or 4 year contract is
because this $20 million option is not obviously it's not going to be picked up by the Eagles. They can't do that.
I totally understand that. I think someone will bring him in, but I think it will also depend on an off season where I think we're going to I want to say how many years in a row, John, we've seen at least 6 head coaching changes, and we already have 2. Okay, with Green Bay and Cleveland. That number could get near double digits this year. I don't think it's inconceivable. So that's also going to dictate where he winds up as well. And if a team, I'm not the draft maven, but I know this is not a deep quarterback draft, especially with Herbert not deciding not to come out and so on.
Sure.
But I don't know if he'll get a 3 or 4 year deal. I could see him getting a 2 year deal somewhere, an incentive-laden deal, if he can help turn things around. But, Nick Foles is he's in a unique situation. Well, let me ask you this. Can he take Alshon Jeffery with him?
Yeah, he can't. Yeah, they can't do that. Yeah, I got one for you here. Last question.
Yep.
And you actually led to it. If the top coaching candidates out there had their choice between going to Green Bay or going to Cleveland, what do you believe they would choose, and more importantly, why?
I think they would go to Cleveland because the foundation has been laid down there by John Dorsey. The Packers are a team, and there's this misnomer out there that Aaron Rodgers getting all that money doesn't enable the Packers to spend during free agency. The Packers have never spent during free agency. They've spent
Correct.
Three times, John. Reggie White,
Reggie White.
And Julius Peppers. That's it.
There you go.
Okay.
That's it.
They rely on the draft, and they haven't drafted well. Cleveland had a draft this year which dwarfed anything the Packers have done the last couple of years. Just alone getting Baker Mayfield, Nick Chubb, and Denzel Ward, great foundation laid early by John Dorsey, experienced GM in John Dorsey. I think it's Cleveland. I think it's Cleveland for sure, unless Brian Gutekunst can have a, drafted a couple of defensive backs with big potential, but the rest of the team, the offensive line, and the philosophy of the Packers to let Aaron Rodgers have to carry this team. Where, I keep on hearing so much about what kind of running back Aaron Jones is, and they still weren't running the football when he was healthy.
Right. All right. I have got you locked down here. Last Sunday of the NFL season, we will catch up with you in Atlanta, the Super Bowl special. Pencil you in. Russell, I always appreciate your time. Thanks for joining me this morning.
No pencil. Use your black Sharpie.
Oh, I'll use black Sharpie. There you go. Thank you, buddy.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!